This is Long-Term Care Connections for June 17, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. As directed by legislation passed last year, the Washington State Board of Nursing assumes regulatory authority of nursing assistant credentialing and disciplinary processes beginning July 1, 2026. The change streamlines the regulation of nursing assistants, transferring credentialing and disciplinary actions from the Secretary of Health to WABown. While all credential-related questions should be directed to WABown once the transition is made next month, applications, renewals, and complaints will continue to be submitted through the Department of Health's HELMS system. The provider credential search tool in HELMS will remain available for verifying credentials. Learn more about these changes in this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Washington State Board of Nursing is assuming regulatory authority for nursing assistants, effective July 1. In 2025, Senate Bill 5051 was enacted to streamline oversight of the nursing assistant profession by consolidating regulatory authority. Responsibility for credentialing and disciplinary actions will transfer from the Washington State Secretary of Health to the Washington State Board of Nursing next month. Beginning July 1, please reach out to WABON with any questions related to your nursing assistant credential. See this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more information. The Department of Health is seeking your input on safe medication return. The DOH launched a survey to help them assess awareness, attitudes, and use of safe medication return services and benefits. Please consider taking the survey and sharing it with others in your network by the July 15th deadline. You can find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Contact safemedreturn at doh.wa.gov with any questions. An on-demand recording of the recent facility-reported incident pilot webinar is now available on WACA's education portal. The webinar provides an overview of the pilot, which launches in July, and will explain what to expect from RCS's administrative review and off-site investigation process for medium and low-level harm FRIs, review state laws and regulations governing facility reporting and investigations, and gain practical guidance on immediate reporting requirements, protecting residents, submitting reports, and more. Find a link to this valuable resource on LTC Connections online, or through the education portal at education.waca.org. DSHS has updated the Medicaid transfer and discharge form and process. Effective immediately, a notice of transfer or discharge of a Medicaid resident must be sent to the DSHS Data Management System, or DMS, and not directly to the resident's DSHS case manager. WACA has expressed concern with some of these changes and will be meeting with DSHS staff next week about this issue. We will share any updates on the outcome of that meeting. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org to learn more, or contact Vicki McNeely with any questions. Non-union caregivers seeking home care aide certification may complete their exams through Prometric or at one of the testing and training sites listed on the Department of Health website. Find the list on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Caregivers who are part of SEIU's 775 benefits group will still test through Prometric unless notified otherwise by their training program. Interested in becoming a nursing home administrator preceptor? The Board of Nursing Administrators is committed to making it easy for you. Their team offers resources for training and will support you in becoming certified through the National Association of Long-Term Care Administrators Board's Preceptor Leadership Course. This unique, specialized continuing education opportunity for administrators allows you to showcase your expertise and uplift the next generation of leaders. Preceptors support administrator residents, formerly known as administrators in training, to rotate across facilities and gain valuable firsthand experience with varying care models. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a preceptor, you can find a link to the form on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. In this week's Grassroots Update, we're pleased to announce a win for Medicare Advantage. The Improving Seniors Timely Access to Care Act, federal legislation aimed at reducing delays when Medicare Advantage plans require prior approval for care, has been placed on the consensus calendar. This allows legislation to move outside of the traditional committee process, fast-tracking it for markups and votes. The legislation will require Medicare Advantage plans to implement secure, standardized electronic systems for submitting and responding to prior authorization request IANs, and require detailed PA data to be reported to CMS. Waka advocated against prior authorization on Capitol Hill last week, and we'd love to hear from you as we continue to track and gain understanding of its local impact. Please reach out to Aiden Swain at waka.org if you have Medicare Advantage Plan holding residents who have been negatively impacted by prior authorization. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Save the date for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Registration opens soon. Watch your inbox for more details in the coming weeks. The RCS Survey Agency Quarterly Forums for Assisted Living and SNFs are back on June 24th. These virtual forums are a unique opportunity for long-term care providers to engage with field managers and regional administrators from the DSHS Aging and Long-Term Care Support Administration's Division of Residential Care Services. Join WACA and the Washington State Department of Ecology for an informative webinar on July 9th to help long-term care providers prepare for new organics waste management laws. The webinar will simplify what the laws mean for facilities and outline practical steps for compliance. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.